With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.
California's wildfire season has been relatively calm this year, but Governor Gavin Newsom isn't taking it for granted. He signed a batch of bills Wednesday to improve wildfire prevention, response, and recovery. Capital Public Radio's Scott Rodd reports on some of the notable new laws.
Utility companies are under increasing pressure to clear overgrown vegetation from their power lines, but progress has been slow. One new law will require an independent third party to oversee those efforts. California will also establish a new statewide weather center to conduct automated threat assessments and issue warnings to communities. And when fire strikes, mobile communications for first responders will get added protections. State law will prohibit their phone and internet connections from being impaired during an emergency. Verizon drew criticism last year for throttling first responders' cellular data during the Mendocino Complex fire. The laws build off the $1 billion Newsom set aside in this year's budget for wildfires. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
A new report from the Greenlining Institute and California's Energy Efficiency for All Coalition provides a framework for building electrification in California. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The report claims that moving away from fossil fuels such as gas and buildings will help low-income Californians, as long as policies are designed with them in mind. To that end, the report provides a five-step framework on how equitable electrification can be achieved. It includes assessing community needs, establishing community-led decision-making, developing metrics, ensuring funding, and improving outcomes. The report's authors say that the gas industry is pushing the message that building electrification will be bad for low-income residents. Carmelita Miller, one of the report's authors, disagrees. She says that building electrification can actually lead to greater affordability for working families.
We're arguing that it must all start with amplifying community voices and integrating community input and decision-making processes to make sure that building electrification actually addresses real problems and needs of our residents.
The full report is available at greenlining.org. Benjamin Perper, Empire KBCR News.
In August, the federal government posted a notice saying it was looking to lease space for a new immigration detention center in the Inland Empire. Now the government's saying it's no longer doing so. Here again is KBCR's Benjamin Perper.
The General Services Administration, which oversees the leasing and construction of federal buildings, indicated a desire to lease space in the Inland Empire for 15 to 17 years. But Representative Pete Aguilar's office confirmed that the agency is no longer looking here. In a statement, Aguilar said that when the Trump administration announced they were considering the IE for a facility to house migrant children, he joined his colleagues in raising concerns about the administration's, quote, terrible track record of mistreating children and refugees, end quote. He added that he'll continue fighting for the humane treatment of migrant children and families. The San Bernardino Sun reports that federal officials continue to look in Texas and Arizona for a new facility. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
And an outside review of Riverside County's Child Protective Services Agency has concluded that the office is improving after several scandals rocked the department. Once more, here's KBCR's Benjamin Perper.
The year-long review was conducted by an outside law firm and looked at lawsuits filed against the Children's Services Division. According to the review, the agency has made, quote, significant strides over the past 5 months to ensure the safety and well-being of children. The office also has initiatives to continue improving the department and to provide more support to social workers. This is after more than a year of scandals involving children directed at the Children's Services Division. Since 2009, Riverside County has paid out almost $9 million to satisfy judgments and settlements in lawsuits involving the department, as according to the Press Enterprise. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
And with Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. We're in our fall membership campaign, and I'm in with our local reporter who provided us with many of these news stories. Good afternoon, Ben.
Hey, Shereen.
You know, you've come to Empire KBCR for a reason, because we are beholden to our listeners to provide independent, fact-based journalism. So please support us today at 877-512-8843 or kbcrnews.org.